SBS Radio.
Li tkun toqgħod f'dar kbira u tiddeċiedi li tmur toqgħod f'dar iżgħar jista' jkollu impatt kemm fiżiku kif ukoll emozzjonali. Ħafna drabi ma jkunx faċli li titlaq mid-dar li jkun ilek tgħix fija mimlija memorji tal-familja matul medda kbira ta' snin. Allura x'għandek tikkunsidra li tagħmel qabel tieħu deċiżjoni? Freja Ostopovic li għandha 63 sena u li għamlet żmien fil-politika fi Queensland issa taħdem bħala konsulenta tal-proprjetà. Hija tikkunsidra li lan-nifisha bħala waħda mill-ftit rari li m'għandix pjanijiet li tmur toqgħod f'dar iżgħar.
I want to have enough bedrooms for my grandchildren to come and visit. You know, I want to be able to have a place for all my stuff. I'm a bit of a hoarder. And I just can't even imagine trying to downsize all my stuff. Downsizing the house is one thing, but downsizing the stuff is quite the other.
Madankollu il-professur emeritu Bruce Judd mit-ċentru tar-riċerka tal-Bliet Futuri fl-Università ta' New South Wales jgħid wieħed hija waħda minn kull 10 biss tan-nies fl-Awstralja li għandhom aktar minn 50 sena fil-fatt imorru joqogħdu f'dar iżgħar. U mit-18% li jibdlu darhom nofshom biss jiddeċidu li imorru joqogħdu f'dar iżgħar.
The reason why a lot of people don't downsize is that even though it's common belief that people underutilize space in their homes, most of them say they do need the space for visiting family and friends and for hobbies and other things that are important to their health and well-being in later life. But for those who might have, for example, be having difficulties maintaining a house and property or might want a lifestyle change, these are the main reasons why people do downsize.
Mick Mezzino huwa mill-kumpanija Clear Space bażata f'Adelaide li tispeċjalizza fil-għajnuna meta wieħed jibdel daru minn waħda kbira għal waħda iżgħar u kif teħles minn imbarazz żejjed li tkun ġemmajt matul is-snin. Huwa josserva li n-nies ħafna drabi jiddeċidu li jmorru joqogħdu f'dar iżgħar minħabba xi kriżi fi żmien meta wieħed jew waħda jkunu għaddejjin minn żmien emozzjonali u stress fiżiku fi żmien qasir. Jekk hemm parir li jixtieq jagħti huwa li wieħed jew waħda għandhom jirranġaw l-affarijiet li jkollhom fid-dar malar kemm jista' jkun xhur qabel jasal iż-żmien li jkollhom iħallu darhom wara li jkunu bjawwa.
Typically people that downsize aren't as agile as they used to be, they're not as confident up ladders or getting down on their knees or whatever. And all the stuff that they haven't seen for a long time is at the back of cupboards, it's up high, it's the back of garages. So it'll be physically stressful trying to get to all the stuff to be able to make decisions.
Ta' min isemmi l-istress emozjonali biex tiddeċidi u tagħżel x'affarijiet li tkun se teħles minnhom. Ostopovic tissuġġerixxi li wieħed jikkunsidra li meta jkun ser ibiħħ id-dar biex imur joqgħod f'waħda iżgħar minħabba ċirkustanzi partikolari jista' jaffettwa l-valur attwali tal-proprjetà tiegħu.
People get sick, you know, they have an accident, break their hip, or their spouse may die and they don't want to live on their own anymore, they want to move in with their family. In that case, it's a motivated sale. So people are going to come in and offer you less than what you feel your property is worth.
Il-professur Judd jgħid li wieħed għandu jkun prattiku dwar l-għażliet tal-istil tal-ħajja li jagħmel meta jiddeċidi jekk imur x'joqgħod f'dar iżgħar jew le. Huwa isemmi lista ta' affarijiet li wieħed għandu jikkunsidra meta jkun qed ifittex dar ġdida bi preparazzjonijiet għas-snin ta' wara. Waqt li jgħid li r-riċerkaturi li wieħed minn kull 5 li jażlu li jmorru joqogħdu f'dar iżgħar jażlu units f'xi retirement village m'hemmx djar żgħar biżejjed li huma dissinjati għal aċċessibilità tajba l-anzjani.
The best scenario is if you can move to something in the same area which is a bit smaller but not too small and which is designed to make accessibility in the house easy. So things like a level, no steps to the front entrance, slightly wider hallways, a bathroom on the ground floor and a bedroom on the ground floor if it's a two-story house, but preferably single level living. It has good accessibility for people that are getting older. That way they can stay in the house for as long as possible, not have to move to something more institutional.
Il-professur Ġad għadda ħafna minn ħajtu jistudja u jagħmel riċerka għaliex u kif l-anzjani jibdlu darhom minn waħda kbira għal waħda iżgħar. Bħala wieħed li għandu fuq 60 sena b'dar bit-tlet tikmamar huwa għażel li jimmodifika daru għal użu aktar tard fil-ħajja billi diġà hija tajba għal bżonnijiet tiegħu ta' bħalissa u tal-futur.
I've just modified my home by putting a ramp out the front, even though I don't need it now. My elderly parents do, who don't live with me, they visit me. I've actually added some grab rails and things into my bathroom renovation, which don't look like kind of disability grab rails, but which are there to kind of help me in the event that I get older and need that sort of support. So I've kind of taken preemptive action in my home.
Għal dawk li jiddeċidu li jimur juqodu f'dar iżgħar, mezzino li jispeċjalizza fl-affarijiet u l-imbarazz li jinġabar fid-dar matul is-snin, jgħid li ħafna nies isibuha diffiċli biex jeħilsu minn affarijiet li għandhom b'ħafna memorji li jkunu ġemmgħu matul is-snin billi ma jkollhomx spazju biżejjed fejn ipoġġuhom f'dar iżgħar. Imma hemm modi kif timmaniġja l-proċess diffiċli li tiddeċiedi x'iżomm u dak li għandek taħles minnu.
A lot of people underestimate how much stuff they've got in their home because things have been buried in the back of cupboards, the back of sheds, up in roof spaces for a long time and they've forgotten that it's all there. They've forgotten they've got all their kids' stuff or they might be just storing stuff for other people. So they've got to give themselves enough time to get access to the stuff but also to make decisions on those items.
Il-professur Ġad jinnota li xi kulturi li japprezzaw il-ħajja tal-familja jippreferu li joqogħdu fid-djar fejn ikun hemm aktar minn ġenerazzjoni toqgħod mal-familja minflok li jmorru joqogħdu f'dar iżgħar meta jirtiraw.
Some cultural groups in Australia would be more used to having more than one generation living in the same household. So that might be a reason why they don't downsize, the fact that they might be living with their children or the children living with them. And we know some people move into accommodation with their children, sometimes move into a granny flat or something that's sort of associated with the house. So in that case, they might downsize into something where they can still be with their family but be sort of semi-independent.
Il-gvern joffri kontribuzzjoni mhux konċessjonali sa $300,000 kull individwu u $600,000 kull koppja fit-tfaddil tas-superannuation meta jidħlu f'dar iżgħar. Imma il-professur Ġad jgħid li kultant l-ispejjeż li wieħed jibdel daru jkunu aktar mill-benefiċċji finanzjarji tal-qlieħ minn dar li tkun bijiet.
Those kind of programs I think helpful. A lot of people are concerned that if they release a lot of equity or get a lot of money as a result of downsizing, that it'll jeopardize their access to the pension. And these schemes like the one the government's got is meant to remove at least part of the fear from people. So those sort of things are good, but there's still quite a lot of costs involved in downsizing. And by the time you subtract the costs from the, if you go to a reduced home of reduced value, sometimes people don't end up all that much in front.
Għal xi uħud bidla fl-istil tal-ħajja u l-ambjent tad-dar tista' tagħtihom ħajja ġdida, imma l-professur Ġad jgħid li mill-esperjenza ta' dawk li bidlu darhom għal waħda iżgħar aħjar tagħmel dan kmieni milli tard.
It's not an easy process. It costs money because it costs money to sell your house. You've got to pay agent's fees, you've got to pay stamp duty on the new dwelling, you've got the removalist costs. Sometimes you've got temporary accommodation, you have to stay in while a new house is getting ready for you. So those costs can add up quite a bit and can be discouragement to some people for downsizing. So what the ones that have successfully downsized have said to us is, for goodness sake, tell people to move sooner rather than later.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.